We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Tony Tricianni. Good morning, Tony.
Hey, good morning, Rob.
A tough game for you guys on the road. You come up short 40-22 at New Hampshire. As you've gone back and looked at that one, just give me your impressions on what happened.
Yeah, sure. So the game got away from us early, you know, with some critical plays, some penalties, some field position that hurt us early. You know, had an early interception that was nullified with a roughing the passer. And it happened to us last week, too. You know, against Rhode Island, we had a big sack cause fumble, and you return it for a scoop and score touchdown and gets overturned. And, you know, we've been a defense that's really thrived on the takeaways. And you take those two away from us, they've been impactful. But you got to be smart around the quarterback. You know, that's just the trend now. Around our game, unfortunately, it's changed considerably. So, you know, those some big plays. Now, we fought back, fought our way back in the second half, got it to an 8-point game. But at the end of the day, we got outplayed. Rick had those guys ready. They played hard from start to finish. You know, and some uncharacteristic play from us. You know, defensively with some MAs and some misfits combined with some bad tackling on defense and special teams led to some explosive plays.
Field position wasn't great for you guys. Some of that due to Sean Lehane, but only able to run 49 plays, a little under 23 minutes time of possession. Was the starting spot where you guys were starting from, how big of a factor was that in not being able to execute your offense like you normally are?
Yeah, it was a huge factor, Rob, and it's 2 weeks in a row that it's been a big factor for us. Well, we've started four drives really inside our 11-yard line, you know, and it's tough to run your offense, and it's tough to score points. You look at the likelihood of teams scoring points when they start inside their 10-yard line, it's not very favorable. Now, we did go 93 yards in one of those drives, and that was a great job offensively, but the field position was big. They pinned us, and we won some games early in the season by pinning people. You know, mm-hmm. That was impactful in our win at William & Mary by pinning them inside the five a couple times. But it's got us the last two games. And we were able to move the ball. We ran for 4.8 yards a carry running the football, and we hit them with some explosive shots down the field. But we struggled on third down to sustain drives. And that was really a story on both sides of the ball. We were 0 for 5 in the first half on third down offensively. We're 2 for 9 in the game offensively. So when you're not sustaining drives there, you're giving the ball back to them. And then defensively, we struggled to get off the field. On third and fourth down, they were 57%. On the conversion downs. So now they're sustaining their drives, and that limits your possessions and how many plays you run and time of possession, and ultimately, you know, impacts the football game significantly.
First question this morning from Eddie Hughes. Go ahead, Eddie.
Hey, Coach, you just touched on it, but the third down efficiency, was it something that they were doing defensively, or was it more you guys just not converting on those downs and those opportunities?
It would be a combination of both. Eddie, you know, they have, you know, really the top pass rushing tandem in the league with Silver and Ruiz, you know, so those guys did a good job of squeezing the pocket and getting push inside on Matt. You know, they change up their coverages a good amount. We missed some guys too. We missed some opportunities, but they did a nice job as well.
Coach, it's now two in a row for you guys. Any concern with the mentality of your team moving forward of just, you know, holding on to these losses too long?
Sure. You know, we're disappointed, Eddie. We're frustrated, but we're not discouraged. You know, our guys, they really stuck together in that game. I told them after the game, I was proud of them. Like they kept fighting. They weren't pointing the finger. So they did stick together, you know, this week and yesterday in our meetings, you know, talk to them about owning our mistakes, letting us coach you. You know, we've lost two football games, but let's get better and let's win one this week. Let's get back to 1-0 this week. Have an opportunity at a CAA win and a ranked win.
Next question from Kevin Tushlane. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Tony. Nolan Henderson didn't have a particularly enjoyable visit to Elon last time Delaware was down there. Obviously, you know, his health is, you know, makes him questionable this time around for the trip down there. How does that affect the way you guys prep and prepare for Delaware, you know, knowing they could have a quarterback situation with their starter out, possibly out, and different guys at the helm?
Yeah, I mean, Nolan, I mean, he makes them go. And he's also got talent around him, certainly with Pitts and Towson and out wide and a talented group of running backs. So Nolan is certainly a guy that you have to game plan specifically for. You've got to account for him and his ability to extend plays and scramble. So that will be important, and we will certainly be game planning for Nolan Henderson. You know, if Nolan doesn't play, you know, I mean, we still got to run our defense. And, you know, I thought that O'Connor came in, and I thought he threw the ball pretty good. You know, he jumped out to me a little bit on film, seemed poised. Could scramble a little bit and threw the ball well at the end of that game, going 4 for 5 with a touchdown. So, you know, looks like they've got a young quarterback in that system as well.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Tony, obviously you guys were hurt with no Jackson Parham on Saturday, but Jordan Bonner, 4 catches for 90 yards. Just talk about his day.
Yeah, that was great. It was great to see JB, you know, step up, and he's played a lot of football for us here the last 2 years. He's a real physical kid. You know, he's earned those opportunities by all the blocks he's made last year and this year. So it was good to see him, you know, score a touchdown, you know, earlier this year, get his first touchdown and see him have a big game for us on Saturday.
You mentioned your team battling back after that 93-yard drive. You get it back to 8. UNH was able to answer right back with that scoring drive to go back up 30-15. Did you feel like if you could have gotten a stop there, maybe the momentum switches for you there in that game?
No doubt. And we had an opportunity to get a stop there. You know, we got them to 3rd and 14, I believe, you know, and we had to make a decision. I made a decision there. We had them at 4th and 2. We could have, you know, declined a penalty and left it at 4th and 2. Maybe they kicked the field goal. Maybe they go for it. You know, I wanted to move them back and get them a little further out of field goal range and take away the opportunity to go for it on 4th down. And, you know, they end up converting the 3rd down and end up scoring a touchdown. So we had our chances to get off the field on that drive. And then we had an opportunity to bounce back after that drive too, Rob. You know, we started moving the ball, and, you know, we sailed one over an intermediate route that was intercepted and brought back into the red zone. You know, and those plays happen. You know, your quarterback's going to overthrow a receiver. It's going to happen. But it happened there at a critical time. And, you know, we end up losing that turnover battle 0-1. And that hurt us.
You talked about Nolan and the Delaware offense, but the Delaware defense is ranked among the best in FCS. What impresses you about them?
A lot. A lot impresses me about the defense. They, you know, top defense in the CAA and one of the top in the country. They've created the most takeaways in our league. They're the top 3rd down and red zone defense in our league. So it's tough to score points on them. Tough to throw the forward pass. Ryan Cardy made a great decision retaining Manny Rojas as the defensive coordinator. You know, he's got a talented and experienced group. They run a unique scheme that the players are familiar with, and they're familiar with Manny. So they're playing fast and they're playing physical.
You guys have had back-to-back long trips against really good teams, and you've got another really good team this week, but you got them back at home. How nice for you guys to be back playing at Rudd Stadium?
No, it'll be great to be home, get back to a home routine and, you know, and be around our people, you know, our student body, our parents, our family, our community fans. So we're happy to be back home and need to get back on track.
All right, Tony, thanks so much for the time here this morning, and look forward to talking to you next week.
Great, Rob. Thanks.
Thank you.